Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna live. Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, we're gonna praise God, huh? We're gonna praise Him. With everything we got, we're gonna praise Him. Yeah, He's worthy. He's worthy. Oh, He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy of all honor. What a mighty God, huh? What a mighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just give Him praise today. I'm going to lift Him up with everything I got. All the times that I miss praising Him, I'm going to make up. I'm going to make up for that time. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty God, huh? What a mighty God we serve. Yes, we bless Him. We bless Him. Oh, because we know He first loved us. He loved us. Glory to God. And He's still loving us. This day, this moment, this very second, He loves us. He loves us. He loves you, and He loves you, and He loves me. Glory to God. Oh, we just praise Him. We praise Him today. We just thank God. We thank God for the many blessings that He has showered upon us, the blessings that we see and the blessings that we don't see. But we know that He's working it out. He's working it out in our behalf. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's working it out. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. This is Victorious Living, your host, Minister Janice. I am happy. Happy, happy in the Lord, happy. Oh, yes, 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 yes. We hope that each and every one of you have started in a blessed new year. Yes, a new beginning. Yeah, 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 a new beginning. Yes, yes, yes. We just thank God. We thank God, huh? Oh, we just give Him all the praise. We give Him all the honor that He so rightfully deserves. Oh, yeah, He deserves it. Yeah, we know we always start off with our prayers and our concerns for our community, for our sick, for those who are physically challenged. Yes, and we just want to start off this moment in prayer. Yeah, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking You, Master, thanking You for this day, thanking You for this opportunity that You've given us, God, that we can come before Your throne of grace, Your throne of mercy, Lord. Oh, God, just seeking Your face, Master, and we just come thanking You, Lord, for just allowing us to do so. Oh, God, we are just grateful today. We are grateful for all the blessings that You have showered upon us, God. Oh, God, we thank You for friends, family, far and near, God. Oh, Master, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that You look upon us, the listeners, oh, God, us, Your servants, Master. Look upon us. So often we call on You for others, but today we're calling on You for us. Yeah, we need a touch. We need a touch from You, God. A touch that only You can give us, Master. We're calling on You. Hallelujah. We lift up the sick, those that are mentally challenged, those that are physically ill, Master. We ask You right now in the name of Jesus to touch, God. Touch their bodies, oh, Master. Oh, God, You know what they need, Master. We ask right now in the name of Jesus. To touch Him, God. Touch Him, oh God. Oh, Master. Those that are traveling to and fro. Those that are stuck in places that they don't know when they'll be home. Oh, God. We ask You right now in the name of Jesus to look upon them, God. Oh, God. We ask right now in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that You just give them grace, God. Grace, oh, God. That only You can give them, oh God, is Your grace and Your mercy, Lord, oh God. We ask You right now in the name of Jesus to look upon the children, oh God. Master, there are kids that are sick, oh God, that need a touch from You, God. Oh, Master, we ask that you look upon the children, God. Oh, Master, we ask, oh, God, that you can heal their bodies, God. Just touch, and you can just breathe on them. Master, we know that you have that ability to just breathe on them. Oh, God, and your servants, oh, God, as little as they are, they'll be healed, Master. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to look upon their parents, God. Let them know that the healing that took place, there was nobody else that could do it but you, Master. Oh, God, let them raise their hands and give you praise, oh, God. Give you all the adoration. Oh, that you so rightfully deserve, God. And we're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor in Jesus' holy name, we pray. And we thank you, God. We thank you in advance, oh, God. Master, we thank you for those children, those girls, God, that were returned to their families, God, that were missing, Master. We are just grateful today, God. Oh, we're grateful, God. And we thank you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen. We thank God. We thank God for his many blessings that he shower upon us. Yeah, there are many blessings, insurmountable blessings, blessings that I will never get a chance to expound on, that he is always blessing. Mm-hmm. He's always blessing us. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's always blessing us. And we just thank him. We thank him. Mm-hmm. I want to just go quickly with the word that God has put on my heart. And the word today is false prophet. This is something that we're going to be talking about this entire January. False prophets. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the question today is, anyone loves to be lied to? Anybody out there loves to hear a lie? You prefer a lie than the truth? Anybody? Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of us love to be lied to. We do. But if or when the lie begins, will you prefer the lie over the truth? Is the question. Would you prefer the lie over the truth? Think about that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Many of us gravitate quickly to a lie than to the truth. Yeah, many of us prefer that. Mm-hmm. Many of us lean to the lie and the truth we shy from. Mm-hmm. There is a father of lies, and his name is Satan. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit comes to lead us and guide us into all truths. This is found in John chapter 16 and verse 13. Mm-hmm. Satan has told more lies to more people than any other being ever existed. Any other being has ever been created. His success depends on people believing his lies. That's where the success is. Mm-hmm. Think. If you hear the same lie over and over, will you begin to believe it? Or will you begin to know that it is not the truth? Which one? Which one? False prophets. False. Not according with the truth or facts. It's incorrect. It's deliberately made or meant to deceive. Yeah. False. Jeremiah 23, verse 16 is where we're going to start. Jeremiah, and that's 23, and verse 16, and it says, this is what the Lord Almighty says. This is God. And we know how Jeremiah was, he was really, how he was ordained by God. Even when he was in his mom's womb, he was just specially handpicked, huh? Specially picked. And so Jeremiah here is giving us a word that the Lord had given him. And it says, this is what the Lord Almighty says. He said, do not listen to what the prophets are prophesying to you. Listen to this. He said, they fill you with false hopes. They speak visions from their own minds, not from the mouth of God. Are you listening to me? Mm-hmm. This is my warning to my people, says the Lord. Do not listen to these prophets. Mm-mm. Don't listen. Don't pay attention. He said, when they prophesy to you, filling you with futile hopes. Yeah, hopes that are endless. Hopes that they it's pointless. Pointless hopes. Hopes that have no truth. Mm-hmm. They are making up everything. They're making up everything that they're saying to you. He says here, they do not speak for the Lord. Listen to that. Glory to God. Look at God. Look at what he's saying. They don't speak for me. Yeah, they don't speak for me. Mm-hmm. They don't speak to me, for me. Now, when I said in John 16 and 13 says, the Holy Spirit comes to lead us and guide us to all truth, that is how we will recognize, that is how we will know who is talking. The Holy Spirit, through his leadership. Yeah. The Holy Spirit will tell you who this is. But of course, you have to avail yourself. You have to open up your heart so you can hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. So he can lead you. So he can guide you into the truth. 2 Peter, verse 3, 14 through 18. This is where we're going. Verse 14 says, so then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're gonna become blameless. And blameless in a sense of not being guilty of anything, not walking contrary to what the Word of God is saying to us. Yeah, that's the blameless that we're talking about here. Yeah, when we're blameless, uh-huh. There's no fault, God, huh? Come on, think about it. There's no fault that should be found when we are walking the way God wants us to walk. Holy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Holy in his eyes. Holy in his sight. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. And we see here that in 2 Peter, mm-hmm, this is the epistle of Peter who is talking to, he's talking to us. Uh-huh. And he's explaining to us, he's given us two major themes contrary to the true knowledge of God through Scripture and the doctrine of false teachers. This is a warning. This is setting you on alert. Yeah, this is a conversation to warn you. And it says, dear friends. So he's letting you know, hey, I'm not your enemy here. I'm not the one. I am your friend. He said, while you are waiting for these things to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, we wait. We always wait on the Lord. We always taking heed and we keep our ears at attention to what the Spirit has to say to us. But of course, again, we must have the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us into all truths. Huh? To all truths. Yeah, why? Because the false prophets are all around us. Mm-hmm. So he says, dear friend, while you are waiting for these things to happen, make every effort to live a pure, listen to that, P-U-R-E, pure, no spots, no blemishes, uh-uh, no hidden agenda, no dark secrets, to be blameless, have a blameless life. Mm-hmm. And be at peace with God. Hallelujah. Know who God is. Know who you are in him. Hmm. Huh? Yeah, know who you are. You got to know who you are. Mm-hmm. You got to know whose you are, huh? You got to know this. Yeah. You who protect yourself. And you know, you protect yourself from colds and you protect yourself from flus. You protect yourself from a lot of things. You make sure you have the insurance for your body. You have the insurance for your house. You have the insurance for your car. You protect yourself. You want to be protected. But what about having spiritual protection? What about having a spiritual protection? Glory to God. The Holy Spirit can give you that. Glory to God. That spiritual protection. Because he will lead you and he's going to guide you. Mm-hmm. He's going to put a shield all around you and protect you. Glory to God. Verse 15 says, bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation, just as our dear brother Paul also wrote you with the wisdom that God gave him. So he's really more or less explaining to us, Paul, yeah, he wasn't a false prophet. He was one who took heed to what the Lord said to him to give to us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So he's telling us to remember that the Lord is waiting so that people have time to be saved. Listen at that. He's waiting, just as our beloved brother Paul wrote. Mm-hmm. He wrote to you, and he wrote to me about the wisdom that God gave him. So he's saying that he's not taking credit for having wisdom on his own. He's taking credit for acknowledging that God, hallelujah, gave him the wisdom. Listen to that. And that God is waiting on us to come to the altar, to come to a place of repentance. God is waiting, not the false prophet. The false prophet could care less of where you will spend eternity. Glory to God. Verse 16 says, also in all his epistles are the letters, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Now, what is being said here? What is all of that? Let's look a little closer. Let's look a little closer to this. Yeah. He says, in speaking of these things in all of his letters, some of his commandments are hard to understand. And those who are ignorant and unstable have twisted his letters around to mean something quite different from what he meant. Now, what are we saying here? Huh? Look at that. So those who are ignorant, or could it just be those who are trickery? Could it be that they're the ones who are unstable? Yeah, have took the word and twist the word, huh? Just as they do the other parts of the scriptures. And the result is disaster. It's disaster for them. Oh, it's disaster for them. Even though at the time, they think that they have accomplished a lot. They stand highly looked upon. They stand tall and feel that they have achieved something. But all along, disaster is waiting. Waiting. Yeah. We see and we hear this in this evil time. We hear it today. We hear the false. We hear the fake. We hear the liars. We hear the deceivers. They're plenty. They're all around. 2 Timothy 2 and 15 says, we must study to show that we are approved. And how can we be approved? Unless we study. We study rightfully, and then we will divide the word of truth for ourselves. Mm-hmm. You need to learn the word for yourself. You need to see the word for yourself. Yeah. You need to see God and ask Him to open up the Word to your understanding. Open up the Word to your heart so you can engage, so you can understand, yeah, and rightfully divide truths. Mm-hmm. Because the false prophets are here. The false prophets have come, and they've come to devour us. Yeah, they've come to sift us as wheat, huh? Oh, glory to God. Mercy. John 16 and 13 tells us, make sure that the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding you. Mm-hmm. That no other spirit can lead you. No other spirit you should entertain. Verse 17 says, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, you fall from far your own steadfastness. Yeah. The enemy comes. He comes to take us. He comes to engage us into. This is his job. This is what he does. He comes to destroy us. Yeah. He comes to bring us in a place of destruction, in a place of hopelessness. Yes. But here we see that the Word is saying to us that I'm warning you. Mm-hmm. I'm warning you ahead of time, dear friends, so that you can watch out and not be carried away by the errors of these wicked. Of these wicked people. He says, I don't want you to lose your own secure footing. Now when we see that, secure footing, okay? It says your own. So it's something that you own. Yeah. It's something that belongs to you. Yeah. And you know, when I read that and I begin to think of the song that we used to hear years ago that you have to be anchored, huh? Is it anchored? You got to be anchored. Yeah, you got to be grounded and you got to be rooted. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, you got to be. Why? So you don't just lean to every wind that comes over and then that you don't have these itchy ears and desire to want to hear false prophets, things that are untruth. Glory to God. Yeah, that come looking like an angel of light. Oh, and they're tall and they're beautiful. But at the same time, destruction, oh, is their makeup. They're clothed in destruction. They're clothed, yes, in lies and deceit. Glory to God. And so here when we see the secure footage, we're talking about being secure and having the footage of the Word of truth, huh? Wrapped up, tangled up in God. Wrapped up, tangled up in the Word of truth. Mm-hmm. So nothing can shake you. So nothing can break you because you know God for yourself. Hey, and you're not running over here because somebody say, come get this. You're not flipping over here because somebody say this is something better. Why? Because you know the truth. And you know that the truth is going to set you free, huh? Glory to God. So to be alert, to be on guard, to be watchful, to be secure, to be grounded in the truth, to walk in righteousness, hallelujah, to know God all for yourself, to have that personal relationship with Him, knowing that when He speaks, you know that's Him and nobody else. Mm. You will know that because you have that relationship with Him. Yeah, He's your God, and you're His child. Hallelujah, you're His child. Verse 18 says, but grow. This. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Grow in grace. Mm. And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Amen. To grow in grace. To hold on. To don't let go. Hallelujah. To stay steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. Hallelujah. In the works of the Lord. So that means your labor will never be in vain. Yeah. Because you will learn how to rest. Glory to God. You will learn how to rest in Him. You will learn how to get up. Oh, hallelujah. And feel fresh and feel rejuvenated in Him. Hallelujah. Yeah. Specially grown in a special favor and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah. To him. He gets all glory. He gets all the honor. Hallelujah. He gets it now and forevermore. Yeah. Even when we're not here no longer on this earth, but we have trained someone else to continually give him the glory, to continually give him the honor. Hallelujah. Yeah. Know who you are. Know who you are in Christ. Know whose you are. That's the problem. Yeah. That's what Satan does. He comes to those who not sure. You're so uncertain. You ask, are you saved? You're not sure if you're saved. You think you may be. Hey, you got to know. You got to know. You got to know who you are. You got to get to a place where you know that you're rooted, you're grounded, and you're holding on to your salvation. And you know that He has already prepared a place for you. Hallelujah. Because you can walk with Him. You can talk with Him. Hallelujah. And He calls you by your name. Hallelujah. The scripture said that my sheep, they know my voice. Hallelujah. And a stranger they will not follow. False prophets. Hey, glory to God. They can't come and they can't dwell in you because the Holy Spirit lives there. Glory to God. Huh? Yeah. You are a vessel of the Most High God. Yeah. You give Him praise. You exalt Him. Hallelujah. Yeah. God loves us, and He wants the best for us. This is why He felt that it was necessary to talk about the false prophets. Mm-hmm. How we are supposed to learn how to protect our salvation. Yes. We are not supposed to in tune to everything that we hear. We should not open up our hearts to everything that is surrounded, that surround us. Yeah. We are supposed to protect ourselves from viruses, from taintedness, from sickness, from disease, term as well as long term. We are supposed to have connection with the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank You for Your word, oh God. We know that Your word is true, Master. And we ask right now in the name of Jesus that You teach us, God. Teach us how to have the Holy Spirit. Teach us how to welcome the Holy Spirit into our hearts, into our lives. That He can daily teach us and bring us to a place of all truth. Oh, we ask You right now in the name of Jesus. We're going to be careful to give You all the praise. We're going to give You all the honor. In Jesus' holy name. Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 with God's Favorite Ministries with Pastor Vivian George. Back here next Friday with Victorious Living. Mm-hmm. We desire to have a victorious life. And the only way we can have a victorious life is through Christ, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.